Well, Boston is still the gateway to Cape Cod, and people who visit the Cape all have their favorite beaches. Nauset Beach in the town of Orleans, Massachusetts, is popular. Excellent fishing, great waves, and sandy cliffs. But until today, I did not know about the dramatic events that took place on this 10-mile stretch of coast in the summer of 1918. My WGBH colleague here in Boston, Edgar B. Herwick III, has that story.
1918 hadn't been all roses. The U.S. was in the midst of a deadly flu pandemic and was now embroiled in the Great War in Europe. But it was summer on Cape Cod, and then, as now, that had its charms.
The lazy, kind of lackadaisical Sunday morning, super hot. It was hazy. It was a little bit of fog in the air.
That's Jake Klim, author of Attack on Orleans.
Off the coast, about 2 to 3 miles off the coast, a tugboat named the Perth Amboy was chugging south along the outer arm of Cape Cod, towing 4 barges.
And then, out of nowhere, the Great War, which was raging thousands of miles away across Europe, arrived on our shore.
Right around 10:30 in the morning, a deckhand on the Perth Amboy sees something either skimming across the water or flying underneath the water.
After a second something skimmed past, he spied a gray mass emerging from the water, a German U-boat with the Perth Amboy and its 4 barges square in its sights.
Just as he's about to shout, you know, submarine, a third projectile comes screaming through the sky and crashes right into the pilot house, sending debris and flames into the sky.
First responders, even regular folks, rushed to their boats to head out and help with the evacuation.
The aim from the German guns apparently is not very good, and some of these shells go wild. And some actually land on the beach and in the marshes, which makes the event significant. It was the only time during the entire First World War that foreign shells landed on American soil.
Despite the perilous, even terrifying situation, a huge crowd gathered along the bluffs and the beaches to watch the drama unfold.
They want to watch the show, and a lot of the newspaper accounts from the time suggest that it was a show, and you didn't really even have to use opera glasses to watch the show.
20 minutes in, a single Navy plane arrived on the scene and dropped a single bomb on the U-boat, the only bomb aboard the early fighter plane.
The bomb lands perfectly. Had it exploded, it would have caused great distress to the submariners.
But it didn't, nor did any of the bombs dropped by the other planes that arrived later. But it was enough to scare off the U-156, which after 90 minutes of shelling, submerged and headed north. Klim says that no one captured the spirit of the day better than 10-year-old Jack Ainsley, a passenger on one of the barges, who spent his lifeboat ride to shore boldly shaking an enormous American flag at the U-boat.
You know, upwards of about 1,000 people on the beach now, and they just about lose it when they see this. This is just the coolest thing they've ever seen, this 10-year-old boy waving this giant American flag in the face of the Germans, and they erupt into applause.
In the end, no one was killed, and only 2 men were injured. 3 of the 4 barges were sunk, but the Perth Amboy, though battered and bruised, lived to tug another day. In fact, years later, it once again proved to be a thorn in the German side.
It actually was sold to Great Britain during World War II and actually helped evacuate French citizens during the evacuation of Dunkirk.
As for the U-156, it would continue to sink Allied and neutral merchant ships off the coast of Maine and Canada for weeks. But on its return to Germany, it met its fate.
They strike a mine off the coast of Norway, and the submarine goes to the bottom of the sea. There's rumored that a handful of sailors survived, but it's just a rumor.
The attack on Orleans, 97 years ago, the first and only time that the Great War reached America's shores. For The World, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III.
And scene. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.